From what I've now learnt, my actions that night in 1996 were a self-centred taking. I felt deserving of Thotis's body. I've had primarily positive social influences and examples of equitable behaviour around me. But on that occasion, I chose to draw upon the negative ones, the ones that see women as having less intrinsic worth, and of men having some unspoken and symbolic claim to their bodies. These influences I speak of are external to me, though, and it was only me in that room making choices, nobody else. When you own something and really square up to your culpability, I do think a surprising thing can happen. It's what I call a paradox of ownership. I thought I'd buckle under the weight of responsibility, and I thought my certificate of humanity would be burnt. Instead, I was offered to really own what I did and found that it didn't possess the entirety of who I am. Put simply, something you've done doesn't have to constitute the sum of who you are. The noise in my head abated. The indulgent self-pity was starved of oxygen, and it was replaced with the clean air of acceptance. An acceptance that I did hurt this wonderful person standing next to me. An acceptance that I am part of a large and shockingly everyday grouping of men who have been sexually violent towards their partners.